Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Queensland police are increasing their presence at shopping centres across the state following the weekend's stabbing rampage in Sydney. Six people were killed and 11 others injured when Toowoomba man Joel Couchy wielded a knife at the Bondi Junction Centre on Saturday before he was shot dead by a police officer. Couchy's family have released a statement saying they have no issues with the officer and hope she is coping okay. Meantime, Victor White, the husband of Vylene White, who was stabbed to death at a Queensland shopping centre earlier this year, has expressed his condolences to the victims.
I want to express on behalf of my family our deepest condolences for all the people that have been highly affected by what's happened to them, unfortunately. Nobody can relate unless they've been through that same experience.
To other news, and specialist police are continuing their investigation into a fatal crash near Warwick that closed the Cunningham Highway yesterday. Early reports show that at about 10:30 a.m, a Harley freewheeler trike collided with a caravan that was being towed by a four-wheel drive. The rider was declared deceased at the scene. Immense pressure in the real estate market continues to push up property prices right across our state. Propertyology's head of research, Simon Presley, says there are multiple factors underpinning buyer confidence at a time when listing volumes are low.
Australia's got its strongest labour market in more than 50 years, with, you know, record low unemployment rate. Wages are rising at the fastest rate in now 25 years. I think the public have sort of become conditioned to accept the interest rates are where they are.
According to CoreLogic, the change in regional Queensland dwelling values 3 months to March was 2.8% and 3% for Brisbane. School is back and so too is flu season, with 9,000 influenza cases confirmed in Queensland, 255 in the Darling Downs alone. AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says classrooms are the perfect environment for spreading illness, so it's important to be proactive and get vaccinated.